What's the best color of nails?
Nude.
Light pink.
Aqua.
What is happening?
Man, I was very excited to do this podcast. That answer just went so many different directions. No, let's not get into that. Michael, let's get into it.
Pink.
We're recording?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, wait, is nude and light pink the same? That's not the same.
Nude. I think pink could fall under nude. Like, I kind of have a pinkish nude on.
Yeah, that's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I also, you know, yesterday we were supposed to be playing volleyball, and I thought that it was volleyball time. And I paid so much money for my nails, and I cut them down so that I could play volleyball, and then volleyball
got
canceled.
This is cut?
Yeah, this is cut.
Oh.
And volleyball got canceled. I cut my expensive nails for something that got canceled.
They're still like long, I feel.
Yeah, but they were like long and beautiful.
Okay, but I'm thinking of a very specific,
okay,
like light pink. But hold on. That's Riley back there who answered third. He's producing again. You said aqua.
Yes, sir.
Why aqua?
I like dolphins.
Wait, what? Why is that your answer?
It's just like Miami Dolphins, you know what I mean?
I think he just based it off the color. Right? Oh.
Are you talking about getting nails with like all the sequins and things on there?
Like, you know, like Drake and Lil Yachty get their nails done, right?
Okay.
Oh, are you thinking on guys?
No, I wasn't, but I was trying to put it into context for him so he could maybe like...
I think Riley just liked the way the aqua sounded.
Yeah, I didn't want to overthink it.
Because okay. Definitely the way he said it was definitely because he wanted to say it like that. He was like, aqua.
Aqua.
Yeah. I said light pink. This is why I said light pink.
Okay.
This is why I thought of the question, actually. I don't notice nails much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know a ton about the nail game.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like people tell me, oh, I got my nails done. I was like, oh, okay, cool, great.
Yeah.
You know, you show me your nails all the time. I'm like, you know, mine look better.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's because you don't like the my hands.
But that's not true.
You don't like my hands. Do you like my hands?
Well, sometimes they look crusty. Okay, that's not the point. The point is this. I went to get a new iPhone finally, right? I've had the same iPhone for years. I've went through the same model of it 4 or 5 times, water damage, over data, whatever. Doesn't matter. So I was like, okay, let me get a new phone. And then so the person I'm talking to, like they're setting it up, then they hand it off and they were going to set up my phone, right? And then when I see my phone enter these hands, I was like, first of all, the hands were so nice, but then the nails, I was like, I've never seen nails this nice before. And they were a light pink color. I was stunned a bit, right? I was like, I've never paid attention to this department before, but all of a sudden, I'm flustered.
Oh, flustered.
I'm flustered. And then I look up and it's a dude.
No! Wait, so they weren't even long nails?
They were long nails.
Oh.
They were done. He was
Oh, you got confused. How did that feel emotionally?
Are you
still recovering?
I was a little bit... Well, here's what happened.
Okay.
First, when I saw the nails, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Right? And then as I'm following to see the voice behind the nails, possibly, it's like, can I help you with anything else? Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because I know that you were like, oh...
I was like, oh, for a second, but then I was like, respect, sis. Right?
Yeah.
But the issue was I couldn't even dap him up because I don't want to mess up those nice nails.
Can you explain the shade of pink?
It was, Amber, they were so nice. I'm still like.
I know, but talk about it. Talk about it. What kind of pink? Put us on.
Apple Store, Columbia, dude working on, what's it called? Geek Squad? Not Geek Squad.
Genius Bar.
Genius Bar. Do they still have that? I don't know.
I don't know.
But what was genius was the nail tech.
Riley, what are you searching?
I just
I look at the screen and it just says light genius.
You know what happened? He heard what I was saying. Yeah. He meant to type in light pink. Yeah.
I'm still and, new to this.
And yeah,
light so pink he was, males. He was
searching the wrong thing.
Yeah, light genius.
Yeah, it was. Is it kind of like no? It's not. Our pink is kind of
more purpley, mauve. Mm-hmm. This is mauve.
No. Well, it's this muted. Wall is this wall is not our palette uh-huh. pink. That is our palette
okay,
pink.
Okay, you know what, though? So, it really depends on the color of complexion it's against, because that color doesn't always look good on
Amber,
every
skin
tone.
It was like this. This was the color. Maybe a little bit lighter, which it was glossy. Mm-hmm. Okay, bottom left.
Was that the shape?
Click that one. That wasn't the shape. They were like pointier.
Okay, then is it that one right next
but
to it?
But it was glossier than this.
Riley, get out of that real quick. No. What about the one right next to it?
It was like
up top, to the right, top right.
Was
that the shape?
This was the shape.
Yo, you know,
but the hands were nice.
You know what I'm thinking with those? Those look like some claws. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're saying.
What are you saying, Riley?
I have no idea what you're saying.
What are you saying?
That's gonna leave a mark in your back. You know, that's crazy.
That's how you know we got a white person on the podcast now.
That's wild. No, just because like a pat, you know. Anyway, okay.
Love that.
This is the point of my story, right?
Uh huh.
It's that men really do everything better than women. No.
Frost, what are you doing?
In my experience, I just told you, like, this is a department I never really pay attention to, and somehow the best nails I've ever seen. My man's.
Remember when Apple I Columbia. Said on the Patreon, Apple like Columbia, last baby. Week, I had said, like 2 weeks ago, I said, you know, podcasts giving men's mics made them believe that they're allowed to speak.
Yeah.
And I hate that. I hate that for us.
Okay, but here's
and right
the,
now you're doing that.
Can I tell you psychologically what happened to me as far as a standard of nails?
A guy made you hard and what?
Amber.
Stop. Am I wrong?
You're wrong.
Am I wrong?
You're wrong.
Because you said it made you feel some type of way.
Okay. I didn't say that I was. All right.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it.
Here's the point.
Mm-hmm. You're not beating the allegation, so.
My standard for nails on a woman is set by a guy.
Frost, the problem is that you
that's just what happened. I'm just saying that's just what happened.
This is a slippery slope and I know where it ends. I'm not gonna say it out loud. I'll just let you think of where the slippery slope goes, because you led with men do everything better than women, and you started with nails, and my head immediately went like, okay, let's keep building on that, and you end with
the best nails I've ever seen.
Frost, standard you're, for... Like, for example, Frost thinks he has the best feet in the world. His feet are mid at best.
Are they better than yours?
No.
Do we want to get it to...
At all.
Have you been to a drag show?
On the Patreon.
Okay, on the Patreon. On the Patreon. I'll do it right now. So for real.
Okay, no,
so
but
for real.
I think this is... Yeah, you're talking about drag shows. I think there's something there where, like, when these guys, or however they identify themselves, like, really go all out...
Mm-hmm. First of all, was it a guy or was it somebody who?
It wasn't. He wasn't trans.
Okay.
That's what you're asking.
Yeah, yeah. Like, did they identify as?
Well, I don't know what they identify as, but it was. You know, it was like
he was a correct pronoun. You think?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
I think his name was a guy name too.
Okay, all right. I mean, you're doing your best.
Yeah. He was nice. He helped me out. Shout out to, I don't forget what your name is, but nice nails, Apple Columbia, go check them out. <That's> You see the guy with the nice nails, it's him. Get your iPhone from him.
Okay, heard.
Anyways, I am, French tips for us.
Okay, I'm a press Amber.
A press?
Yeah, that's the type of nails. This is the type of nails.
I'm not even a pressed. People are suffering.
You're pressed on me. That was weird. Sorry.
All right. Nice.
Amber's feeling something today, and no, like, she's a little bit wild.
Like, okay, the joke there was like, you're pressed.
Oh.
Yes.
Like, but, why are you pressing me?
Yeah, like, and then it became weird.
Well, thank you for that. Yep. And thank you everybody for tuning in to another episode of Strange Flavors. We are missing Shamir this week.
So sad. Come back, buddy.
He is somewhere. He will talk about it next time he's back. If he wants to.
Yeah.
I hope he will.
Yeah, same.
But otherwise, maybe just go flood his DMs and be like, where you at?
Where you at, Brody?
He has a song called Where You At. So maybe
send
just
him.
Send him that
a
song.
A screenshot of you listening to it.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at, bro? Where you... It's not really a
I meant like, huh.
It's more like a, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, today you got the Yap Queen and the Yap King and Riley. Well, oh, Riley looks back like I was talking about him as
also,
the Yap King.
I was going to say, I Riley feel like Riley.
Yaps to be honest. So.
Riley's offended that he's not considered the Yap King.
I'm chirping. I don't yap. I chirp.
That's true.
Okay. We'll give it to you.
So this,
wait really quickly.
Yeah.
Riley adding to the theme of the cool hair on the podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you saying we all have cool hair?
Well, remember that was a thing that people used to say to us when we used to like perform in college stuff. They're like, all three of you guys have like really cool hair. Do you remember that era?
I remember one person saying that at Playlist Live.
That, yeah. But also like, that was the thing. Like, I had the curly brown hair. You had the long hair. Shamir had the blonde or the whatever phase he was in.
Mine was the only one natural.
Whoa, my curls were natural.
Yeah, but I didn't do it. Like, you guys were coloring your hair. You guys were...
What difference does that make?
You guys were, like, curling, ironing, straightening, hairspraying. Like, I'm just saying, I kept it all natural.
And?
I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, Riley's adding to the theme of the cool natural hair. So now we have two people who are doing the natural.
Get out of my face.
Naturals versus BBLs. What do you call a BBL of hair?
I don't know. Done.
Done. Okay. Yeah, so I had an email, but it actually came
in. Frost.
It's actually for Shamir. Frost. No, it's a Shamir email, so we'll save it for next time. But if you guys want to send emails, strangeflavorspodcast@gmail.com. Mm,
so it wasn't a random, it wasn't you is what I'm asking.
No, it's never me.
It's not.
Don't you see the names on the emails?
Cacho ass.
Cacho sent a very like good email. Mm-hmm. Amber was on the Party Next Door P4 cover and she was really repping that afterwards. So
I was repping that afterwards.
Yeah, you were like that. Catch me on the P4.
You were on an album cover.
Yeah, look it up. P4.
Yeah, I want to see
Party Next Door P4 cover. Don't share the screen on this one, sir, because it can get
nice. Oh, okay. Where are you?
There she is.
Top left.
Really?
The nice white. Oh,
that's.
Why did it sound like Mickey Mouse? Oh.
Thoughts?
Are you guys messing with me?
No, that's Thoughts? Me.
That's cool. How did that go down? Oh, and now there's okay, wait a minute. Hold
on. How did that go down?
Can you just like give me the backstory?
The backstory was
why are you saying it like that? Why don't you ask what's really why were you popping that thing? Why are you popping that thing for party? Party at the party playing
party
with his nose now.
Party wanted a party.
Were you so you went to Canada to do this or what?
Oh. Whoa. All right, we're past that.
Yes.
All right.
So yeah, send an email. Like I said,
if you didn't get it, just listen to an old episode.
We'll be comparing feet on the Patreon and much more juice. So sign up for the Patreon. And thank you to all the patrons who have been supporting and catching some awesome new episodes every week. And yeah, get the merch, link in bio. Okay. Let's serve a little bit of tea. You gave me tea before we hopped on here. Amber's fourth time making tea. It was decent.
The chai I made you?
Yes.
I think that was the third time I made chai.
Oh, third time.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had to kind of remake it, but it ended up being, you know.
Well, no, give an honest rating.
It was, mm-hmm. It was good.
Okay. But you can be honest.
It was
one out of 10.
It was made it. 1 out of 10. I would say like a.
Be honest.
4.
Okay, that's fine. Because you want to know why? I needed to be honest. I like to cook well, right?
Yeah, and by the way, she cooks really well. The stuff you make is good. So that's why I was giving you an honest rating.
Yeah.
I feel like chai is one of those things you need to have down.
Yeah.
Especially as a desi person. Like, right. This is unacceptable. Everything else you make, bomb.
I want to be better, right?
Everything else you make, Osama. You know what I mean?
So dumb. So yeah, I mean, I made him chai and I want to be better at it. But now that we're spilling tea, let me spill the real tea.
Yes.
Okay. So I got a text from my ex situationship. Okay. And
I don't like that you are already calling it an ex situationship. Jeez.
What else should I call it?
You could have stopped at ex, but okay. All right.
Yeah. But you know what? There's a lot of realization comes along. And like, the more I think about it, it's kind of like, if I don't love calling him an ex because there's not a lot of proud moments. And we'll get into that. Okay. He texted me. Okay. He goes, "Hey, I'm having my first show on the 18th and you should come."
What kind of show?
Sends location. I said, "Show?" ?
Right.
He said, "Comedy show. Heads up, I got to talk about my trauma, so I will be talking about us."
As in you and him.
Riley, feel free.
That's just like a weird way to be like, how you doing?
So I said, and he said, ? I said, "I hope you slay. Don't know if I should be there." He said, "Thanks. You should sit in the front row. I'll put you on the list. Just let me know how many." I said, "This sounds like a setup."
I love this so much.
He said, "Just come." I said, "Concerning." And then goes, "I already wrote my lines, but I'm going to freestyle a bit too." First of all, this guy,
a little improv.
Maybe you're thinking like Amber, you're like your ex situationship. He was a comedian. No.
Not a comedian, no.
I faked a lot of things in that relationship. So my laughs were one of them. Just kidding.
Why are you coming so hot?
That breaks my heart.
It just really pissed me off. Okay. Listen, laughing. I was a jokester. Okay. He's all right. He's not a comedian.
You're saying he's not funny?
No, he's not funny. Okay. Maybe he's funny to some, but on a stage, haha, funny. I don't know about that. Okay. I said, "I don't think this is a part of my journey, but good luck." He said, "Trauma is supposed to be the theme, but it's whatever. I wish you the best on your journey."
God.
I just feel like you keep saying the word trauma. That's really what I want to unpack.
I said, this is where it gets a little...
That's the theme of the comedy show.
Is traumedy.
Okay.
Isn't that every
comedian ever? Isn't that like they all have problems and that's why they're funny?
It is, but I guess this is more so just attacking kind of... I mean, it's like, not going to be up there like...
You're supposed to talk about your trauma.
What's up with these guys?
Yeah, it's more like... Like, my mother's death left me with, you know, mommy issues.
Whoa.
and mother, he's referring to Amber. Okay.
Anyways.
Woo.
I said, because now I'm mad, right? Now, you know what this feels like? It feels like to me... that you want to talk shit to my face while I sit there. You want to talk shit to me while I just have to sit there and take it. You have a mic and I'm supposed to just sit there. This is a one-way conversation taking place.
Are you doing a traumedy set right now?
Listen to me.
Yeah, you have a podcast. Literally, you could do this. You could go five straight weeks.
If you want to talk about trauma, I could talk about trauma.
It could be like the State of the Union where they do like the response. You could just like light them up in the next podcast if you needed to.
Let me tell you why. I told you this because I was like, I love this idea. One. Okay, there's two angles from this, right?
Yeah.
It's his angle and then there's your angle.
Right.
I think for him,
yeah,
when it comes to art, right? Mm-hmm. Like whether it be a film, whether it be a song, comedy set.
Uh-huh.
As the person controlling the narrative, the story,
mm-hmm.
you get to tell it how you want to.
Right.
By exaggerating, fluffing,
mm-hmm.
painting the picture that like puts you in the hero role, right?
Right.
So in this set, He's hero. Mm-hmm. He's main character. Mm-hmm. So it's really not about you mm-hmm. at all. It's about him and how he felt, even if it's inaccurate factually.
Right.
It's all about feeling, right? Mm-hmm. This is art. This is a comedy show. So for him, I feel like that's an incredible way to get it out.
What's the purpose of having me there? You go do your thing, right? Okay. Like you Perfect. Go on that stage, you talk about your trauma, you let it out, you do what you need to do.
Yes.
But if you're mad that I'm posting TikToks about our quote unquote relationship that was unidentifiable factors, right? The equivalent to me in this scenario is if I posted a TikTok and sent him a link to it.
Yes. So you know when you go and you post an Instagram story, mm-hmm. right? And then you keep checking it mm-hmm. for who?
Yeah, whoever.
The one person.
Yeah.
To thousands of your followers,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But you only care about the one person mm-hmm. that sees this.
And they never look. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they do.
Sometimes they look, and then it's just like, all right,
Depends
great.
On how secure your relationship
if you're, by
is.
By the way, if you're super savage, you will create a close friends. And you'll only add that person in there.
Yeah.
Make your job easier. And then post whatever you want. Because one, the close friends attracts people to click mm-hmm. it. Oh, I'm a close friend.
It and also two, comes to the front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It comes to the front. And then you see right away if the person who it was targeted towards, which is one person, mm-hmm. sees it.
Right.
So there's a little tip there. I've never even made a close friends. Mm. But if I were to do it, that's exactly how I would do it. Just get to it, you know? Or just send the picture to the person.
Yeah, but it ruins your whole close friend situation.
Literally text the person, take a picture that you were going to post on your story, just send it to them directly. Like, how do you think I look?
See, imagine.
FaceTime them directly.
Imagine the equivalent to this is posting a story of like, imagine you have like a breakup quote that you post on your story, right? And then you just tag that person, big as shit. That's how this feels.
Perfect. So this, okay. Remember when I was telling you about this too, Kanye and Drake did Free Hoover concert in LA. Mm-hmm. And because Kanye shares kids with Kim, mm-hmm. you know, the kids came and the family came and they weren't going to miss this. It's the biggest right. concert that LA is having. It's for free. Like, it's a huge deal. And Kanye West is singing his famous song Runaway, mm-hmm. but now tailored toward the one person who's in the audience watching. And all he cares about is her opinion, her validation. It's Kim Kardashian.
And
he changes the
sing?
Lyrics. He says, run away fast as you can. And he's like, so the end of it, I forget what the lyrics are, but he's like, wait for me, Kimberly. Like when he said, I forget what the exact lyric was, but when he said that part.
Did you think that he was
Riley,
slaying
I don't know if you can
one?
Find that part.
Okay, I'll work on
was
it.
Was that the idea Kanye, to get her back?
Kanye sings to Kim, Larry Hoover concert. So I don't know, but it was just so like everyone went crazy. And in that moment, Kanye was such the hero. It doesn't matter. Like nobody was like in everybody else's eyes. It wasn't that Kanye is a horrible father. Mm-hmm. He's a horrible husband. He's a horrible man, whatever. Right. It was mm-hmm. just that hero performing center of stage makes a claim to this queen. Mm-hmm. Like everyone in that moment, their emotions were tugged so much that they're like, oh, my God, just take him back, Kim. What's wrong with you? And in this case, this comedian, first time ever, is Kanye. Mm-hmm. And you're Kim who does not get to respond. You just watch while the audience mm-hmm. says, what's wrong with you? But you found it?
Are you know. Saying I'm Kim Kardashian in this situation?
We can't play
Kanye.
Too much because it'll get copyrighted.
Also, just yeah. because it's muted here, I don't know if it's muted in the actual to the actual audience.
Well, no, it's not. I unmuted it, but it's like a crowd video. I don't know if it, is it like at the end. Like it's a 5-minute clip. Is it at the end?
It would be like a short thing. Hold on.
I guess it's short. Okay.
But okay. In the meantime, why that would be amazing for him to get it off his chest, yeah. to paint the story he wants, and for you, why it's amazing is mm-hmm. because you get to hear it in the way that he has interpreted the whole situation.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah, this is it.
Oh, no. I need you to run right back to me, baby. I need you to run back to me, baby. I need you to run right back to me, baby. I need you to run right back to me, baby.
He's pouring his heart out.
That's awesome.
Okay, first of all, he doesn't want me to run right back. He's going to talk shit in my face.
I know, but for you, right?
Right.
Back to that is, one, you get to hear it through his, like, perspective of what he thought happened or the way that you traumatized him. And I think that that's a really important thing that, like, we and me don't practice enough is just literally, like, shutting everything off and only using your ears as if you don't have a mouth. That you can't respond. You can't do anything. All you can do is listen and watch.
But don't you think that I deserve that conversation before you go on a stage? Don't you think that I should hear what you feel prior to you saying it in front of a crowd full of people?
Ideally. But,
yeah.
But that's
There's
not what's happening.
There's a level of disrespect that's taking place here that you have to recognize.
That's not fair.
But Riley?
I just feel like it's lame that he's like, he's making sure like you're going to be like, if he just wanted to do a set and like roast you and he just didn't tell you about it. Like, let's just say he just did it. I feel like, all right. But like the fact that
he wants your validation.
Yeah. The fact that he's very clearly trying to make sure that you're there. Like, I think that's lame. I'm sorry.
Okay. Here, even if he did want me there and he wanted to do this, right? Do you know what would have been a nice way to go about it? Hey, Amber. I'm doing my first show and I'd really like for you to come out and support. I'd really appreciate it.
And then,
by the way, heads up, there is a section in there that, you know, I do mention you. I don't want to blindside you, but I would love for you to be there. Please. Thanks.
I mean, isn't there a part of you that's kind of flattered regardless of what he's going to say that you're still occupying that space in his head?
I feel like real estate.
Yeah. Like that's where that's where I would go.
But other than flattered, curious.
There you go.
Of course I'm curious, but at the same time, so I just felt like the energy of the text felt a little bit malicious.
Okay.
And that's why I'm like, hey, if you're going to have me drive out an hour to come see you for maybe 5 minutes to go on stage, I'd like for you to be a little bit sweeter about it.
Yeah, I think the thing here is this. I don't know him well enough. I don't know his character. I'm not judging him or anything like that. I'm seeing this through what your position is, and I just feel like it would be so badass to just show up, sit front row, let him get it off, and like show that you are like at peace.
Yeah, or I could take tomatoes. I could take tomatoes, and I could freeze them. I could freeze the tomatoes.
Are you afraid that he's actually just going to kill it? Because you were saying like he isn't funny, but like that was like in the past. Like what if he just kills it and people are like, yo,
honestly,
this guy.
I'd be really, really happy for him
if he
killed
That's
it.
What you should go in prepared for. You should be prepared for him to kill it, for everyone to look at you, to boo you. But
why would you want that?
No. I'm saying that's what you prepare for.
Oh, right.
And you go there and you embrace the moment and you remember this and you're just like, like you have a unique opportunity that like nobody gets, which
Listen, I'm down for the plot. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm down for it. However, he, not to expose him, has social anxiety. Social anxiety is scared of me. What's stopping me from him saying something and me yanking that mic and being like, you want to talk about trauma? Let's really talk about trauma. Cause your trauma is that I left you. What I endured to leave you was a trauma, okay? And like,
yeah, I think you shouldn't go.
Exactly.
Because you're not at peace.
It sounds like it's going to be like Jerry Springer.
I'm just saying, if you want to talk
you'll
about
really
trauma,
get booed. In fact, I will boo you. And I'll be like, "Yeah, bro, you got it."
Hold on. I'll be more than happy to be like, "You know what? I'll start off the set and I'll be like, "Hey, this is like, you know that TikTok trend where it's like things my situationship did and I still stayed, okay? We start off strong. We're like driving down the road. We're like really, really involved emotionally. Things are going great. I'm thinking, wow, this is my man.
Never been on the side of TikTok.
And he's driving. He got a ring on his finger. And he looks at his finger and he goes, you see this ring on my ring finger, Amber? I was like, yeah. He was like, that's the single finger because I'm single.
Wait, this happened?
This happened.
Wait, I'm lost.
I feel, okay.
Hold on.
Can I just say, hold on. No, you hold on. you're right now doing publicly on a podcast what he's going
to
be doing.
Welcome to my motherfucking traumedy show, bitch.
This is Amber. Why do you get to do it and he doesn't?
He does get to do it, but I'm not inviting him to listen to this.
Yeah, but he might. Okay. And he can, and it's open to the public, but like for him,
yeah,
you're not even showing up.
He doesn't have to show up to this. This is a choice.
Can invite him to the podcast.
That's what I said. I said we should have him on the podcast.
No, if he's going to have his moment on Saturday, if he's going to have his moment on Saturday, I get to have my moment right now. Okay.
Can I tell you something?
Go into stand-up comedy.
Okay, this is what's happening. This is not a good look for you.
Why?
The audience, I can feel the audience's energy right now.
Am I giving haters?
I'm listening, I'm like, what's her problem? Maybe I need tickets to the show because this girl seems like...
What?
You know.
What? Say it with your chest.
Bitch. I'll say it with my nails.
Yeah, I was about to pull up the nails again. Like I'm fine.
No, but I want to go.
I'm down to go, but I kind of fought with him and I was like, hey, I don't know if you realize how this is coming off, but it sounds a lot like quote unquote, like I want to talk shit about you to your face in the front row. And so I really don't
think who quote unquotes that. Okay. Sorry.
And then I was like, you know, but I do really wish you the best. I just don't think that this is something that I should involve myself with. And he said, okay. And one thing that really pissed me off is like, I held my tongue our whole relationship. I let a lot of things slide. So when I had the opportunity to go off, I was like, how come you want to have a conversation, but you don't want to have a motherfucking conversation? He said, are you okay over there, buddy?
Consider this. Maybe you're hard to have a conversation with. So he just wants to talk to a room of people who will listen and maybe hear him out.
Frost, I can totally attest to the fact that I yap a little too much. But one thing I can say for a fact is in that relationship, I was submissive. I let him have it. I let him run the conversation and I was like more docile, more timid. I didn't fight back. Okay. And so he's not used to me being a bitch.
This is the most you've like fired at somebody. The Kendrick Drake beef got everybody acting up, bro. Everybody thinks they're in a beef now.
He said, are you okay over there, buddy? I said, dandy, but you desperately need to partake in some self-reflection. And he was like, I'm going to cease communication right now. I said, grand idea. He said, and I'm removing you off the list. I didn't want to be on that list, fucker. Sorry.
Is this...
Sorry. Everybody, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, yeah. There's one question in my head this whole time. And it's like, is this all taking place pre or post P4 cover? Because I feel like that's a really valuable
piece. If you did the P4 cover, I'd be tight too. yo, comedy set about my ex did the P4 cover. She's at party's party.
Okay. Party I'm sorry, guys.
That's all I'm thinking.
But I could go on with the rest of my trauma, but
I now, like before when you told me this, I was like, Amber, like we should go. We should check it out. Like, let's let him, like, you know, it would be nice. And I think everybody deserves a fair shot.
Yeah.
But now I really want to go because you really made it seem like very aggressive.
What do you... Yes. I mean, I'm just
so
like...
So I really want to hear like what he has to say.
This is a lot of pent up things. Like I
think you're right then because like if you hear... I feel like I'm watching... If I'm watching this live, right? Like I'm sitting next to you in the live audience we're watching and, you know, I'm eating popcorn and then he starts like telling stories. I feel like you wouldn't be able to stay quiet and hold it in.
I would hope I could.
You stand up. Actually...
Actually, motherfucker.
Ruin the whole show. Just... Like, what is it called when they...
Heckle?
Heckle. You just be... it's, like, worse than heckling.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's an open mic, right?
we'll write a set.
I'll just follow up.
Because what you did today...
Yeah.
That wasn't funny. Uh-huh. So let's take what you said today, but make it funny.
No, I have a list of them. We could really work on it.
Okay.
But you have to get your friend to get us in. What if we do all this and he doesn't even show up?
We have 2 days.
I mean, we can write it.
Okay.
No?
I mean, yeah, if Kenny was, you know, pushing out 3 songs in a day, then we got to go K-Dot on this.
Okay, Cody.
Because if he gets to say his piece.
Okay, let's get it, bro.
Then shouldn't I get to? It's fine. I think I thought.
Amber. What do you mean if he gets to say his piece? You say your piece every single week on the podcast or on the Patreon. No, but you have the platform.
I do have the platform.
And on the Patreon you have.
Yeah. You're right.
So don't say if he gets to have his piece.
Yeah, I just didn't like the whole sit front row. I'm going
to
talk about
that's the best energy. Place to sit.
I understand.
This was my other idea, by the way. My other idea was we show up in disguises, right? Amber,
a fucking mustache and monocle and top hat. Like, what are you thinking,
no,
bro?
No. It's simple. You do your hair naturally.
What?
Like I'm the only one.
Wearing my hair natural right now.
No color.
You want me to dye my hair a second time?
I'm the only one that colors his hair this time around, and everyone else. Just
you're talking a lot about your hair, but not your beard, because I know you did something with that.
Ooh. Actually, somebody at the gym asked me today, what did you do with your beard? They were like, show me how to grow that. I was like, bro, I'm Pakistani. Like, what do you want me to do? Wear hair?
I'd love to talk shit, but I can attest that beard has been full. He's just been cutting it down. No, he was purposely shaving. I was looking at it and it was all full. And I was like, I wonder why he doesn't grow this. But
okay.
Yeah.
I just want to throw you off a little bit.
Unfortunately, it's
real.
Cool.
It's real.
It's real.
I feel like just need to channel like you're rambling like about this. I think you just need to like give yourself like a minute on the clock, look into the camera, and just get it out.
Oh, me right
yeah.
now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was gonna put on the night.
She got it out. She got it out.
Oh no, there's
but,
more.
Yeah, but it was not like focused. You know, it's like you just have to like just go bar for bar.
You're going to continue the set right now?
Do you want me to? Because I can.
I mean, okay, then I'm going to react like an audience member.
Okay. All right. Riley, you too then?
Yeah. Do you want the Not Like Us beat on as you do it?
I think that'd be copyrighted.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes. Should I continue? Should we keep this for the Patreon?
Whatever else is left about this, get it off your chest.
Okay, fine. Here's how I feel. Okay. First of all, it started with the Mexico thing. And again, I'm trying
to... All right, this is going back way too far. I thought you were going to say about the comment. She's about to tell the whole...
Going to talk about... Hey, Amber, you want to talk Amber. About Trump? No, I'm trying to
You're
keep it on theme.
This.
Fine.
You're better than this.
Fine.
If you want to talk about it, do it via a song.
But that's the thing is I wish I had some sort of creative outlet to do it.
Oh, it's almost as if, you know, you never... You never used to make YouTube videos or songs.
But how exactly, like I can make a TikTok talking about it or a podcast episode, mm-hmm. but I'm not a rapper. I don't have the skills. I can feed it to AI, but I don't really know what's going to bring back to me.
You rapped before, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She can rap.
Yeah.
But.
I know you did that.
Burly.
All right. We'll see you guys at the show.
Yeah.
I'm really going to try to go and, I might report back to you. I might not.
But it's sold out.
I might start a podcast with him if I see that he has a point or a few points.
You know, for the audience, I just want to let you know, I wouldn't be this upset if I just had a simple conversation that was granted to me regarding the situation prior to taking it to stage. If I had a direct conversation, I would not be upset. But I feel like the elephant in the room was not addressed. And you want to talk about the little raccoon that went in the back. I'm still mad about the elephant.
Can I ask, like, you broke up with this guy. Why do you have so many rules for somebody you broke up with? Like, you guys broke up. You know what I mean? Like, you have high expectations of someone that you broke up with. You broke up for a reason. Why would you expect anything?
I think because, and that's actually a really fair point. I don't think I have high expectations of him in that regard. I think that because of the expectations that were put onto me after the relationship had ended, in the terms of like, oh, why did you post this? And why did you say this? And why were you friends with my friends afterwards? I'm like, well, if you can have expectations, my last set of expectations were during the relationship. But you come back and tell me that everything that you're upset about took place after the relationship ended. And now I'm like, wait, so you can be mad about it, but I'm supposed to be dandy?
Well, let's hear him out.
We never even talked about
it. This is a simple thing here. Let's hear him out.
It's also so old. I don't even know.
Yeah, like how long? Like, see, I just don't have the context.
We broke up so long ago.
Oh, wow.
Like, it's been a while.
Okay, like, how long is a while?
Like late 2022.
But rent free.
That's
not a while.
Here he is, rent free.
Rent free.
And charging you for tickets.
And no, he was saying.
Oh, free.
Free.
Guest of honor.
Guest of honor.
Ex of honor.
Wait, so are we going, yes or no?
Yes, we need to go. I'm okay, going.
But how do you have a way for us to get tickets?
We're going to need to find a way.
Okay.
I mean, the plug is not plugging right now, but we need to be there. Why don't we ask him? He will literally be like, yes, yes, you have the spot.
Do you want me to do that?
Yes. Text him right now.
Are you sure?
Two tickets, please.
But he's going to be really upset after he listens.
Three tickets.
Three? Who's Shamir's going to go?
He might.
Okay.
And we can fill in if not. We're going.
Okay.
Okay. We'll guys, next time we'll report back.
Yeah.
This is going to be exciting.
Yeah.
This is going to be good.
I feel kind of bad now. Guys, I'm sorry about everything I said for the last 10 minutes.
It was like 25.
This is me not standing on business. I'm sorry.
Standing on business. All right, let's keep it moving. We'll report back about this.
Yes.
It's going to be good. Mm-hmm. And maybe Amber will come back healed.
Maybe.
Hopefully. That's the goal. Maybe she'll come back more vicious.
What's his sign?
Don't do this.
Scorpio.
Don't do this.
Same thing as Drake.
I know. Oh, I know. Wow.
Okay, let's keep moving.
Yeah, let's go.
I recently came back from a trip.
Yeah.
In the South.
Mm.
I was in the South.
Mm-hmm.
As in Louisiana and Mississippi. Mm-hmm. That's why I have these, you see these bites all over my arm?
Did you eat crawfish?
Yeah, I did. Really? But look at the bites. You see the bites?
I see one.
By the way. They call them Mississiquitos out there.
Really?
No, but they should.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
I feel like Mississiquitos. Like, that's good.
Why Mississiquitos?
Mississippi.
Oh, did you? I don't know why I was stuck on Louisiana. I didn't hear you say Mississippi.
Yeah.
Is that where New Orleans is?
It's in Louisiana.
What's in Mississippi?
Well, New Orleans goes on the coast, and then the Mississippi River goes through it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can follow the coast up to Mississippi, and there's like Biloxi Beach and other kind of like really nice coastal areas.
Mm-hmm.
So we were there, and I want to check out. I've never been there. I want to check out the culture, see what it's all about. And it was nice. I was blown away by the culture itself because I had heard that it's like the second Sin City of America as in Vegas. Yeah, because a lot of stuff does go down there. But I thought, like, as far as culture, like, it was way better than Vegas.
New Orleans Mardi Gras?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So there's Bourbon Street, which is the famous street where, like, everything happens. It's just bars and strip clubs and, like, musical venues and all types of other stuff, right? Mm-hmm. People go there to party and have fun. But there's so much more than that. And that's the culture of the South and specifically Louisiana, which like I had no idea it had so much French influence. And mm-hmm. so the architecture there is absolutely beautiful. Like I've been to France before and like just seeing this here, I was like, I didn't expect that with the food, the language, mm-hmm. everything is in French. And there's so much influence of a lot of the restaurants, lot of the names of things. And then, like I said, the architecture, buildings, rails, things like that. It just mm-hmm. has a huge influence,
right?
French Creole. And so that was a really cool thing. I did, I tried crawfish,
mm-hmm.
which is like a big thing down there. We have Maryland crabs here.
Mm-hmm.
So ooh, I did
what I would do to have some Louisiana crawfish. Oh my God.
Well,
oh,
I'm going to say I think crabs are way better.
Ah.
Here's why.
In general?
Yes.
Hmm.
Here's why. It was good. Crawfish was good.
Yeah.
The work is more.
It is.
Okay. I didn't realize this, but like like, okay, if this is a crawfish, like, I would say like 85% of it is waste.
Okay, but the actual work to get to the meat is not that bad to a crab.
Amber, I didn't know how to do this, right? Mm-hmm. The waitress, she came over.
Twist the torso.
And I asked her, right? I was like, oh, I'm having a little trouble here. Like, what's going on? Like, how do I get to the meat?
Yeah.
And she comes over. She puts her stuff down and starts grabbing my crawfish. Mm. She starts grabbing my crawfish.
Are you sure?
And with her, unwashed hands. Well, she was looking me deep in the eyes while she was doing it.
Nice.
And she was like, she put her hands on my crawfish without washing them, all over the crawfish.
All of them?
I mean, a good amount of them.
Just one.
She showed me at least four.
Yeah, but that's the outside part of the crawfish. You're not really putting your mouth on that.
And also, she's like grabbing, you know, not this one, not this one. And I was like, kind of cringing inside. But then, okay, so you twist like the head part off.
Right.
Then you take like the top of the shell from the tail off, which that part is really hard. Like it like, yeah, like I cut up my fingers. And then from the back of the tail, you got to push the meat. Mm-hmm. And then you got to, if you're lucky, you can pull out the full thing.
Yeah.
And you get a little bit of meat.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Do you know what a crawfish is? A teeny tiny lobster. It's the same meat that you would see in a lobster's tail. It's the same place too.
So it's like a quail of a to a chicken.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Okay, well, this is my take on lobsters because I think crabs are better than lobsters.
Yeah, lobsters are okay.
Right. So then crawfish, I just feel like, you know, that was my experience.
But I think the experience of like grabbing a crawfish, ripping it off, biting it, moving on to the next, like it feels like quick kind
of
like.
Fun. It was fun because like you get like a ton of them.
Yeah.
In like a bucket. And I'm just like, you know, chatting it up with my friend. I'm just like going through them. It was a fun, like, it's like almost like eating sunflower seeds and spitting them out. It's a fun, like, laid activity. Back. And that's the vibe of the whole region there. Like, we had done a South trip. We went through, like, Texas, Tennessee, we went through Memphis, Nashville, and Alabama. And so that was its own thing. But like this time around, it was like way more laid back and just people chilling by the water, like enjoying the music, eating crawfish. So I was like, I was appreciative of the vibe and the culture, the Southern hospitality and all of that. Right. So there was the crawfish, but then there was another delicacy that I didn't get to try.
What?
But I actually brought it for you.
Uh-oh.
So I was like, you know, let's maybe do this live on the pod.
Okay, let's see. Smoked 100% alligator jerky. Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah. This is for us to try.
Is it what?
Is that halal?
Yeah, I slaughtered it myself.
I think it's not haram, right?
No,
gator's good.
It is. It's permissible.
Did you eat this yet?
I didn't try it. No.
Are we going to try this together?
Try it.
No.
You open it.
Are we
with your nice nails? Open that bad boy up.
I think the three of us should try it together.
Oh, that looks good.
Fine.
Did you try boudin? You know boudin?
What is that?
I just don't know. Like I had some second cousins down there and we were at my great aunt's funeral and they're like, "Yo, come get some boudin." And it was really good.
And right now Riley's talking about his ex-girlfriends. Okay.
No, not good. Chill. Cousins.
Right, that's what I said.
Oh, right, because Louisiana.
Louisiana
I think
like
it's
that?
Like a kind of salt, like a kind
it's
of...
It's like that.
Oh. Yeah.
Bow!
No, but one thing
Did
I wanted...
Did you hear the trick? You better catch the ball. Mr. Weatherall. That's like the... No? Okay, I'll shut up.
All right,
moving on.
So this is gator meat. That's something that they eat down there, the gator sausages. All the food was
Oh,
amazing.
This was on the menu too, like gator sausages?
Yep.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Actually, Shamir has tried this before. He went to New Orleans and tried it because that's like a thing that, you know, people do. It's like, it seems like it's a touristy thing, but people actually like there also eat it. It's a real thing.
Frog legs. Did you try them?
I've actually had frog legs before, but frog legs are haram.
Oh.
I found out afterwards.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like they'd just be like underwhelming chicken wings.
Exactly.
Mm.
It's just like, you don't need to eat frogs.
Yeah.
You don't need to eat frogs.
Also, frogs being haram is crazy to me for some reason. Also, aren't frogs kind of dirty? Is that why they're not permissible?
Yeah. I remember looking up the gator versus frog thing, and I'm forgetting now what the
reason.
What the reason was, but it made sense. Mm. They really do love Lil Wayne out there.
Oh.
I haven't listened to this much Lil Wayne since middle school.
Is he from there?
Yes. He's really from there. Mm. He says it in all his songs, but
Eagle Street to be specific.
There you go. Mm. Yeah, so like they're bumping him everywhere. Him, Drake. So this is we got open?
Yep.
Did you get a piece?
Yeah.
You got a piece?
Oh, there's one on my couch. I don't know why I'm
scared.
Okay,
that's yours.
I don't know why I'm scared.
Can you get me a piece?
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, here we go. This is gator meat.
No, take the whole thing, buddy.
No, that's too much.
It's going to be good. It
doesn't smell bad.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
It smells like jerky. All right, now bismillah.
Why'd you take?
Oh.
Ding.
All right. We're eating alligator right now.
Mm-hmm. Tastes like chicken. I don't know why I'm a little scared internally.
I taste a Steve Irwin on this one.
It's tough, but that just might be the fact that it's jerky.
Steve's been here. I can feel it.
It does feel a little swampy.
Sorry that you can hear us chewing on here.
I don't love... Okay, I wonder which part of the alligator this is.
Tail.
Oh, shit.
I think it's like...
Alligator all over my couch.
I think the tail has the most...
Meat,
yeah.
It's like a lobster.
Right. Or crawfish.
So, wait. Damn. It's stuck in my tooth. And now I'm just going to have alligator in my tooth for the next hour.
Let me see.
No, I can't show you.
I don't see it, though.
On the side.
I got gator in my teeth.
I don't love that. I don't try that. I need a floss.
Last time I brought you guys salmon jerky.
Yeah, that was cool.
This is the only form of meat that you can actually bring on a flight and still like fine to eat.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't know like how different the actual alligator would be.
I love the aftertaste.
I think it's
good. Do you ever do this to smell your breath like you... Stick your lower jaw a little further out and then just like inhale while you're breathing out.
I don't know if I'm having afterthoughts that's repulsing or the aftertaste.
Are you imagining the alligator?
No.
You look like an alligator.
Rawr.
Oh, I get it.
Because you're so snappy.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, guys.
I thought it because she was wearing green.
Green
gators?
Right, that was the thing, but okay. I wanted to relate to something else.
Got it.
But yeah, music scene... Aside from Lil Wayne, is incredible out there. I was watching so much live performance. Everybody can play multiple instruments, and they're so good. So, so good. Mm. I've never seen musicians this good live. They're just riffing. They're, you know, just jamming. Everything is good.
How come you don't post on Instagram? Because I feel like I wish I had a better taste of what you experienced.
I just gave you the taste.
No. But like... You know, like I wish you posted on Instagram so I could
actually
see it.
I'll show you videos.
Okay.
I mean, I take a lot of stuff, but I'm just like, you know, I was there enjoying the moment.
Just post your story.
True. I did post that on Mother's Day. This lady was like.
Oh, that was cool.
Yeah. She was singing, what's that song? Man's World. Mm-hmm. She was singing Man's World. And then she said in the middle of it, she's like, and this for every mother effing mother out there. And she was like, she's like singing from her soul. You know the movie Soul, Pixar?
Yeah.
Oh, it was so, like, you just feel the music inside of you.
Yeah, no, she was singing.
Like, everybody's just pregnant from the music out there.
Frost.
And so.
I have gator in my teeth.
They were.
It's like a really big chunk, and now it's just rotting in between my teeth.
All right, well, floss later. Or eat more. You can eat more, and then it'll kind of, like, push the rest of it out.
I don't think so.
Yeah. I got a gator in my tooth.
Yeah, that's how I feel right now.
Well, imagine how gators feel. They always have stuff stuck in their teeth.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you say that?
Have you ever seen?
No. Yes, but no.
You don't watch nature videos?
I do.
Those alligator and crocodile videos are some of the best.
They have stuff in their teeth?
Yeah, they always have stuff in their teeth. They're just constantly chomping through things.
Mm.
Have you ever seen the guy? I think they're brothers. This brother is swimming in the... like a lake,
mm-hmm.
and then an alligator pops up, mm-hmm. and is about to eat him. The brother on top, he gives the alligator the people's elbow. So like a wrestling move. He dives into the lake, elbows the gator, gets his brother free, and they both swim out. Coolest thing you could ever do as a brother.
I feel like alligators are one of those animals that should have been evolutioned out.
Oh, like a dinosaur?
Yeah.
Okay, well...
It's a little
apparently
intense.
Apparently chickens come from dinosaurs too, so...
Yeah, but like chickens are the consumable version, right? They're like, oh, they're little chickens and they run in their backyards. Alligators are vicious.
Yeah, but we get tons of things from alligators too.
Like what?
Like leather? You're not supposed to, I think.
But like, for example, like the consumable version of an alligator would be like a lizard.
Also, okay, clearly somebody here doesn't watch nature videos because if there wasn't alligators, there would be far too many buffalo? Bison?
It doesn't matter.
That when they do their migration, a good portion of them, the crocodiles wait for, and then the ones that like make it over, then... What's it called? The lions consume those. And it's part of the ecosystem. Like, don't mess up the ecosystem.
Yeah, but I'm just saying we have a consumable version.
They're not even bothering you.
Like, for example, we used to have dinosaurs. Now we have chickens. Imagine it would make sense if I was like, oh, yeah, we used to have alligators, but now we have lizards.
Okay, well, now we have AI, so let's forget humans. That's what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying that, like,
I feel like
alligators it's feel more consumable. Not real.
Why would I have Amber, Frost, and Riley when I could just have one AI, more consumable, quicker, less, or more concise?
You know what? I actually realized why we still have alligators. Because it would make swamp tours very boring.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone on an airboat?
No. Oh, an airplane?
No, an airboat.
Did you do that?
It's a boat. I did. I did this in Florida, actually.
A boat that what?
A boat that has a huge fan on the back. Mm-hmm. And it just... glides over swampy lands and water. It's an amazing experience. And then you go alligator watching.
I want to do that.
Well, now you have a reason.
While I also eat crawfish at the same time.
Well, you can eat alligator jerky while you do it.
That's fucked up.
Okay, let me get back to... that's an airboat right there.
Oh.
It's really fun. It's like you're airbending.
That's the exact type of guy you would also expect to be piloting an airboat.
Yeah.
I expect him to be white, though.
It's a different breed of white.
Okay, tell me this. So we're listening to all the music, right? And they're playing like they'll riff with anything. So they'll be playing like Kanye to like, you know, Mary J. Blige, and like it's just like a bunch of medleys, right? They start playing BBL Drizzy on the horns.
No.
People in New Orleans are bumping BBL Drizzy everywhere, and they're playing it in live music.
No.
BBL Drizzy. There used to be this band that would come to my neighborhood once a week, and they were called Gumbo, which is a famous dish from that region. I don't know if they're from New Orleans, but that's what they would do. So they would have a DJ. He would play like, I remember, I have a video of them. You know, remember the song Freak No More by the Migos? She don't want to be a freak no more. She don't want to be. And they would play, they had a trombone, a trumpet, and like a saxophone, and they would just do horn riffs to every like hot like trap song basically. And it was amazing.
That's fire.
Like, they would parade around the bar.
Yeah.
Is that basically what was going on?
This is what was going on. And it was just so funny that, like, it was BBL Drizzy. And they were also playing Not Like Us out there, too, like, everywhere. What's funny is my friend who was on the trip with me, his buddy actually made the BBL Drizzy sample.
Wait, what?
So it's an AI sample. He's an AI creator.
Yeah.
And so he posts all of this stuff on his Twitter. Where he made a whole Game of Thrones, Drake and Kendrick movie using AI. It's incredible. But then he made the like BBL Drizzy. Yeah. It's a sample using AI voice of I forget who the famous singer is. But then Metro found that and said, yo, send this. And then Metro put drums over it. He shut up and made some drums.
Yeah.
But that was like a really crazy full circle moment.
Did he buy it from that guy?
I don't think it's being sold or published anywhere like on streaming. You can't, like, buy AI. No, you can't do that on
And you can't like copyright AI either. AI like created things.
I think the only way it can be possible is if the celebrity musician, artist, whatever, is going to license their own likeness mm-hmm. or voice in order for people to produce. Like, so for example, if I'm Metro and I'm like, hey, Future, like, I made a whole track using your voice mm-hmm. and Future gives Metro the rights. Yeah. Like, Future doesn't even sing on it, but his voice is AI'd onto it. Mm-hmm. He's like, it sounds like Future. It's same flow. Everything about it is Future, but it, he himself did not sing it.
Right.
That's what is going to be allowed.
How famous do you have to get to be able to like play that card? Like, I don't know, if someone started doing that with you, are you big enough to be like, hey, you're using my likeness? How do you prove that?
I guess you can't.
Right. And like, it just seems so arbitrary. It's like, okay, that's a really famous person. You can't do that. Like, obviously, like Tupac or whatever.
Yeah. But it's like, hard to point to like distinguish voice, because it can go any direction. Actually, on the Patreon, I'm going to share something that is AI voice.
Okay.
It's really fun. But yeah, tune into that when you go there. But yeah. Okay, so my friend who was there, he's vegan, right?
Uh-oh.
And
what did he get? French fries? Yeah, that's
not good. Well, they have a good amount of vegan restaurants out there.
No, but when you were eating crawfish.
Oh, he ate fries. he lived in Portland a little too long. So it rubbed off on him. But so I was like, you know, I was playing nice. If I'm with vegetarian friends, I'm with anybody who's like eating a specific way, I try to just be like, you know, I'll eat whatever you're eating. It's cool. Mm-hmm. Unless I can't eat that thing specifically.
Pork.
But so I was like, okay, like I'll go to a vegan restaurant. So I went to two mm-hmm. and then like it's like stuff tastes like wet eggs. And like veganism, like,
why did you say that?
You know, and it smells like that. And I was like, bro, this is BS. Like, so like, you know, veganism isn't real. Shout out to the vegans. But
vegan cheese.
Have you ever had to the vegans, bro.
You ever had vegan cheese?
I've had vegan everything at this
vegan
point.
Vegan cheese doesn't even like melt, right?
It's so weird. It's like just like weird.
Hard cardboard.
Yeah, I don't even know what it
is. So I was like, listen, bro. Respect. I'll get a coffee from here, but I'm going to find something near and then we can sit down and eat at your place.
Yeah.
So then I found a place, right? Mm-hmm. It was called Chicken and Watermelon. And it was in the hood.
That seems like an offensive restaurant title.
Eagle Street.
And he was like, my friend is African American. And he was like, this seems like a trope. I was like, bro.
If you, okay, you were with somebody who was black, who's vegan, and you went to the restaurant called Chicken and Watermelon.
I was like, my guy, I'm good in the hood. We'll go here. Yeah. And he's eating vegan food, right? He got it
but
from
they
like
have watermelon. So
he's getting served by like white women, all nice and stuff. And then I go in the hood. I was like, no. This is about to slap.
Yeah.
And by the way, the food on the menu, it's called the wings are called Get Your Mind Right. It's called that's right.
Okay.
It's called Fat Boogie Bird Bitch or something.
Okay.
It's not like buffalo.
Are the white girls
sauce?
Are the white girls reading those menu items?
No. There's not white girls here.
The white girls was at the vegan place.
This is Chicken and Watermelon.
Okay. I thought the white girls were working at the Chicken and Watermelon.
Did they have the wings? Was the lady who was cooking have the wings? Like the, like they, you have to
the
have
the shaky, like.
Yeah.
It was like people that were absolutely blasted high out of their minds.
I love that.
And I was like, okay, so I'm coming to this place. I got to try like the watermelon drink or whatever.
Yeah.
They were out of the watermelon drink, but they had the Oprah Winfrey. I said,
what is the Oprah
Winfrey? She said, we have the Oprah Winfrey. I said, never mind. I'll take it. You have to take it.
Yeah.
So I get there. Mm-hmm. First of all, that place, they were cooking. Everything on there. He was like, my friend was like, all of the flavors look the same. Mm-hmm. I was like, bro, that's how you know that they're real. Mm-hmm. They're not putting no artificial food coloring, no BS in it. Whatever the flavor is, if it says, that's right. That's going to be right.
It's not to be contested.
The wings were slappers. Absolute, just banger after banger.
Oh, my God.
He was looking at me. He thought about converting back.
Right.
I would have if I was him.
Yeah, but Frost, you also probably played it up a little bit because
I was looking my...
Yeah.
Bone. I eat the cartilage.
Uh-huh.
I be eating, like, I know how to eat wings. Like, people don't know how to eat wings, bro. I eat everything part of the bone. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Stop playing.
Yeah.
I re-dipped some of the bone back in the sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And lick that off. You know what I mean?
Sauce off.
Come
then
on.
Then use a bone as a toothpick.
Come on. All right. That's, maybe that would help you get your gator meat out.
Yeah, honestly.
Then the Oprah Winfrey, this is the sweetest drink I've ever had in my life. I think it was 90% sugar.
Oh my God. But she's on Ozempic now.
What?
Yeah.
What are you Oprah?
Yeah.
I don't know why it's called the Oprah Winfrey, but that it was like a blue drink and it was just all like, I haven't had that much. It's like Kool-Aid times 50, but for some reason. It hit.
That's
can you,
crazy.
Yeah, can you look up chicken and watermelon?
While he's doing that, did you know that Louisiana? Oprah had to step down from Weight Watchers because she uses Ozempic?
Really?
She was a spokesperson for Weight Watchers, and she had to step down because she's like, it didn't work.
Look at this spot.
Okay, like, do you want me to just go to the Instagram? Like,
it's
I'm
legit.
Where I'm at.
Yeah, I think they got the menu right there,
look
too.
Look at the mascot.
Yeah.
Inside, they had random pictures of like...
Wait. What's that person who's just face-palming?
Whoa!
That's like that.
He's it's a reel. He's in the middle of eating.
He's probably like.
Let's see.
Nope.
Y'all know what time of day it is.
Yes.
We over here right
this
now.
This is exactly where I was. Next to a hookah bar.
Saturday. April 8th.
Ticket coach here, alumni class.
Boom. We on again. $15 tickets right here.
Tickets.
Boom.
What are the tickets for?
There's like a lounge next door.
That's awesome.
It was bumping, bruh. It was bumping in there. That was a good shout out to chicken and watermelon. I think that, you know, I don't think that this is a trope. I don't think that this is, you shouldn't call this a stereotype. We never complain about Paco's tacos. We don't complain about Butka butter chicken.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? We don't complain about Shamir's shawarmas.
Those wings do look like they're
is this guy
slapping.
Like the owner? Is he the owner maybe? It looks
I didn't
like
see him.
He's in all the IGs.
Oh, is maybe.
He? I don't know. Okay.
Oh, there's a little outfit there.
But I think if you make good food,
mm-hmm.
own that.
I really want wings now.
And who doesn't want watermelon with chicken?
Well, like I feel like chicken and waffles.
They actually sell watermelon there.
Watermelon drink.
Okay.
No, but I see a watermelon. That's okay.
So. Oh, they have watermelon flavored wings too.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Not good.
Maybe that some people were rating that the highest.
Did you try it?
I didn't try the watermelon ones this time.
Watermelon flavored.
I wanted to get my mind right. I got to get your mind right.
Ah.
What flavor was it? No idea. Was it absolutely amazing? Yeah.
Mm.
Right?
Can I see it?
Riley, pull up the menu.
All right. But I feel like, is this the Oprah Winfrey, the blue thing right there?
Mm.
Yes. It was blue. Yeah.
I feel like this is a lesson in good marketing as well. I'm just going to say that.
Look at the way he's eating it. Oh, my God. It was so good.
I mean, this is like the menu store, but... Oh,
no, can you pull up on the website?
Yeah, that's the flavors right there on the top right.
Zoom in.
Like...
Okay.
The flavors, I see.
Where's the wings?
Those are all dry and wet.
Yeah.
Where's the wings?
Those are wings.
Oh,
like the look of them?
No, okay. Honey.
Oh, you want to see them?
Yeah, I'm trying to read it. Where's it get your mind right?
Oh, that's a good point.
I think get your mind right is a wet wing. You might have to go on their website or something.
Maybe it was a special.
Do you see the Oprah Winfrey on the drinks?
That's not what I meant to do. I was trying to silence it.
I'm gonna pull up the menu on like Google.
But yeah, this is why you need to go to the right spot with the people who know their craft, right?
Mm.
We were up late night. It was like 2 a.m. and there was nothing open. And he was like, there was a Mediterranean spot. And I was like, you'll be able to get a falafel there.
Yeah.
Mr. Vegan, right?
Oh, here we go.
So I was like, okay, you can get the, you can get a falafel wrap there. I'll get a shawarma. It'll be all good.
Mm.
We go to the spot. And he was like, you know, he loves saying Habibi all the time.
Mm.
So he's like, oh, is this a Habibi working there? I was like, I think that's an Amigo.
I feel like a vegan person should not. Because if you've made it there and then said that, it's not really lining.
Oh, you're saying like veganism equals like PC?
Yes.
It's definitely just not. Not Arab.
He's not PC.
Yeah, but it's then
he's just vegan for it's not for like a political thing. He's just vegan because he wants to be. Like,
no, I know, but I feel like if you're gonna be vegan,
you have to be
a little bit. Else. Yeah, you gotta like be like, oh, you know, like you can't say some shit like that.
Like if you eat like a smoked ham, you're automatically a Republican.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So we go to the spot and he's like, is that a Habibi? I was like, I think that's an Amigo. Mm. Right. So he's like, no, it's definitely. I was like, no, like I can kind of tell. So
this
I go
whole
up.
Conversation he's, so racist.
He's like, try it. We're racist people.
Yeah. Don't
so we
say
go,
it with pride.
So we go up to the we go up to the guy and I was like, okay, let's try. You know, I'm like, oh, assalamu alaikum, Habibi, kafaha, like trying to see if he answers back. And he goes, yes. And I'm like, you see, bruh, he's not yelling yalla back there. He's like, andale, right? Uh-huh. Tell me why I get my shawarma. It tastes like a taco.
No.
See, if this was like, you know, if this was what do you call it? Like Kareem's Kebabs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Kareem was actually working there and it was in Jackson Heights, it was in mm-hmm. Dearborn, mm-hmm. it was in, you know, wherever else.
Yeah.
People like that be, mm-hmm. it would have tasted proper. What I'm saying is mm-hmm. chicken and watermelon, shout out chicken and watermelon. If you had a chicken and watermelon spot in the hood.
You got to be true to your food. There's this guy who opened up he opened up a Mexican restaurant, like a Chipotle style, right? So I got a quesadilla.
Is it like a fusion thing or like full on Mexican?
No, straight up Mexican.
Okay.
So I had a quesadilla that tasted very desi, very brown, very South Asian.
Okay, might be into that.
But that wasn't the purpose.
Was the calculation that white people are so stupid that they would think he's Mexican and then just buy the...
He was like, well, ingredients equal this, but his taste palette was already brown.
Okay.
And not that kind of brown.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But I like the fusion places. Mm. Those are sometimes fun.
Sometimes.
If they do it right. If they're a good cook, like some people are like, oh, like leave our food alone. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Geez. I'm like, if they can do it right, like we have a friend, Saud, shout out, mm-hmm. Saud, Chai, Alif Cafe, mm-hmm. AKA Chai Guy on TikTok. Very cute, very handsome, mashallah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he makes amazing fusion food. Mm. Right? Do you remember?
Give me an example of one again.
He made these like masala fries
that was true.
This like I forget what the sauce was, but it was something like Western or whatever. And then he made these like burrata style quesadillas.
Yeah.
And everything he made was so good because he's a chef.
He's a chef. He has that in it. Like he understands good flavor.
Right. That's like if you're a musician and you're like, oh, let me sample like music from this part of the world. Mm-hmm. If you know what you're doing and like it sounds authentic, it sounds good. Like you show respect, you show love. Like this is the beauty of, mm-hmm. you know, what the world should be. Is us exchanging, learning. Like, that's what travel is about. You're not just going to go there and be like, oh, I'm still stuck in my own. You learn, mm-hmm. you pick up things that you like, and then you adapt and you make your own kind of thing. So I'm into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyways.
I fuck with it. I want to go here now.
Shout out to Louisiana. I would love to go back there.
Tell them to
I
open
like
one
the South.
Up in Baltimore.
Oh, were you doing a stupid?
Yeah.
Down me? Mm-hmm. Baltimore accent stuff.
Avenue.
Of the worst.
Open Sorry. One up on the Avenue.
Shout out to Louisiana and Mississippi. What are we on time?
We're at an hour 13.
Okay, do you want to do the Aria thing here or Patreon?
What do you think?
We can fit in one more thing if you want to, okay. Or we can save it for Patreon.
I think we could fit it in. It's not juicy enough for the Patreon.
Let's go.
Okay, so... I am Kashmiri. Did you know that about me?
No, I think you've never mentioned it more than twice a sentence. So if you had done it a third, I would know.
It might have resonated a little bit more.
Right.
Right. Well, I'm Kashmiri.
Yes.
And Kashmiris tend to have slightly lighter features, right?
Skin tone?
Skin tone, hair color, eye color. Just different. They're a different ethnic group. So
I'm a mountain girl.
Yeah, they're mountain girl. Okay. And so, you know,
you've heard the city girls, these are the mountain girls.
Yeah, we're the real mountain girls.
Mountain girls up, but really up as in altitude.
Facts. So basically, and Riley, if you could so kindly pull up that picture I sent you earlier.
Got it.
So in my family, we have an array of what people look like. Some look, most people can't figure out what I am, and it's never on the first guess that I'm Pakistani. Whatever. Cool. Mm-hmm. Not a big deal. However,
if you weren't dying your hair,
my niece, her name is Aria, and she's really fair skinned. And again, she kind of has that same thing. People are surprised when they find out that she has two brown parents. So this is something that I've always been kind of weird about, where I like haven't really brought it up, but I kind of had an inkling that I felt like me and my niece had an element of where we look like each other. It was just a little flash, right? Not a huge resemblance, but it felt like it. But she is the exact opposite features of me. She's extremely fair skinned. She has really light brown hair. She has light eyes. She just is like, color wise, we're on the two opposite sides of the brown spectrum. Okay.
Okay.
So my brother goes, apparently he's been talking to my sister-in-law about this for a little bit. Like, yeah, like I really feel like Aria reminds me a lot about Amber. I didn't know about
this. Are we going to pull up the picture afterwards?
You can pull up the picture.
Okay. Yeah, I was just waiting for the
Can we decide if you look like that or not, or after the photo?
You can do it. It's up to you.
It's up there.
Okay, so the expression is the only thing similar.
Can you look at the nose shape?
Can you look at the big ass ears on Amber?
I know, I have such big ears, but she low-key has big ears still? Too.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
Do you still?
Yeah, I mean, I think I just grew into them a little bit better.
Ear reveal?
They're kind of big.
Damn.
But if Dumbo. You look, Aria also has big ears.
She got the Dumbos on her. She does have big ears?
Yeah, look. It's just tucked into
her. Okay, hers are tucked. Yeah, you got the Obama ears.
Yeah, yeah. They're a little bit more like out here.
Yeah.
For sure.
Nice.
But if you look at the nose shape, eyebrows, like she just has, her eyes are a little bit more open, but she has really big eyes. There's like an element where I feel like our nose, our eyebrows, our like mouths are kind of like this region. The T-zone feels similar. They don't look alike. It just feels similar. And I don't think anything else about us two is alike.
Okay.
Visually. Okay. Any thoughts?
Well, your eyes are like bigger now. It doesn't look like it there, but.
Yeah. I don't think you guys look. I don't think you guys look alike at all. But you just said that there's a huge range in that part of the world. So This would be a good example of that.
This would be a really good example of it.
Yeah.
So I always felt stupid bringing this up. So I've never brought it up. Right. So I just said that she's my energy twin. So my brother's sitting there with like maybe 12 of my cousins. Okay. And they're all sitting there and they were all like, like, I wonder who Aria went on. Aria being my niece. They're like, I wonder who she went on, whatever. Right. And they were like, oh yeah.
As like who she resembles.
Who she resembles. And my grandma resembles a lot of visually what you're here, what we're seeing here. Like the light skin, the light hair, whatever. I don't know about facial structure wise, but like, from what we've heard, Aria resembles my grandma, right? So my brother goes, actually, a lot of times when I look at Aria, I see a lot of Amber in her, because he's 7 years older than me. And so he would have been like, what, like 15-ish by the time I was around her age. And then right now she's in that same age. So my brother goes, no, actually, I feel like Amber looks a lot. I mean, Aria reminds me a lot of Amber. They actually look more similar to me than not. And then all of the guy cousins, one by one, go, no, Amber was Scully.
As in Amber was black.
Black. Amber was black. Okay. Amber was black. That was the response. And they all go around the circle. They're like, yeah, bro. Like, no, Amber was Scully. Amber was Scully. Amber was Scully. And it's not just black. I feel like there's a stigma attached to it. It's not like, oh, she was tan. It's like there's a stigma attached to the word golly. It's like, oh, like inherently the way that they use it there is also, unfortunately, also associated with unattractive. Okay.
Yeah. Like darker skin. Like they want fair skin. That's in a lot of
beauty products.
Cultures.
Right.
There's yeah.
All those yeah. They beauty have fair products. And lovely literally yeah, yeah, to whiten your skin.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so. Okay, this low-key triggered me, because my cousin, who's only 6 months younger than me, right? She also is very fair skinned. She had the light hair, the whole thing, right? And growing up, they'd always be like, Nadia's really cute and Amber is Gali. Okay. So I was constantly like compared to my cousin who was called cute. And then I was being called the opposite of what she was. Right. So I kind of became used to it as a kid. I was like, yeah, like I'm not cute and that's okay.
I'll just grow up and open a chicken and watermelon spot.
And so when I was like around seven, my mom, I told my mom one day, I was like, yeah. My mom was like, oh, you look so pretty, like my little princess. And I was like, no, mom, it's okay. I know that I'm not pretty and that's okay.
You said that as a kid?
As a kid.
You did?
Yeah, I said it to my mom.
Dang.
I was
How
like,
old were you?
Seven. Around seven. I was like, no, mama, it's okay. I know I'm not cute and that's okay. And she's like, what are you talking about? I was like, no, I don't want you to feel bad. Like, I understand that I'm not cute, but I'm okay with
Dang,
it.
Dang, now you're offending your mom.
And my
if
mom.
If you're not cute, then that means I'm not cute.
And she was like, where did you get this idea from that you're not cute? I was like, well, everybody says that Nadia is cute and that I'm Gali. And so, like, that's okay. Like, we can all just call Nadia cute and we don't have to call me cute. I'm not mad about it. And she was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, what are you talking about? Like, you're really tall. You have a great bone structure. And also.
Also stereotypes of black people.
Wait, how old were you?
Seven.
You're talking about bone structure at age seven?
My mom. No, my mom,
her mom was.
Okay,
yeah, right.
She was just like, she was trying to up me where she was you're tall. You have height to you. You're,
right.
You know, whatever. And then she also said like, also, and she shows me a picture of Aishwarya Rai. And she was like, Aishwarya Rai is darker than you are. And she was Miss Universe.
She's a Bollywood actress.
She came with receipts.
Yeah. She's also Miss Universe in like 1990 something.
Yeah.
And she was like, so if she can be Miss Universe, regardless of her skin tone,
then you too can also be Miss Worldwide.
She's like, you can also be pretty. And so, you know, I kind of let that go years ago. I really actually like my skin tone. I actually like the way my features look better when I have a tan than when I'm on the more fair side. But I just felt some type of way about grown men sitting there talking about baby Amber being not cute.
Are they more like traditional? Like Fabi?
Mixture, for sure.
Because that's, I mean, like sometimes when you hear conversations like that, like unfortunately you have to be a bit forgiving, I would say. Like when you hear uncles and aunties talk about these kind of things, even when like a rishta comes in, right? Like a suitor, you know, marriage proposal or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just like sometimes in their own bio, they'll put their skin tone or they'll request it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like now because that's just what they're used to. They associate beauty with your shade.
Yeah.
And so in the newer generations, it's already, especially if you're living here like and in any Western country, it's already kind of like not a thing. But for some people, I realize that it is very much a thing. And then I'm like, oh, this is no joke. Like right now we're making jokes about it. But like for some people, it's just like, no, like they have to be this cast. They have to be this shade. They have to be this profession, this height, all those things.
Yeah.
And so it's like when you put into context of who's saying what, it's like you kind of feel bad for them because that's how they're judging somebody.
Yeah.
And especially the way that we grew up, like, you know, having the amazing kind of like vast amount of friendships from people of all different backgrounds and everything. It's like, imagine missing out on that because you're like, oh, this person is colored this way or that way. And that also, like, it's important to realize that, like, especially people who grew up here, they'll be like, oh yeah, like racism, this and that. But it's like, when you look at your own kind of like family and where you come from and all of those things, it's like, you got to also acknowledge that we have some really kind of like negative, stereotypes that get enforced or like just psychologically kind of planted in us from younger ages, like you saying that like, oh, the opposite of cute is black.
That's
crazy, right?
Insane statement.
But
it's crazy that like it's an it's the color of the skin that I had was enough to discount me from cute.
Right.
And that's the problem that I have. It's like, it's not that like, oh, okay, like they're talking about your skin color. You can speak about something objectively. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, she's more tan. There's nothing wrong with saying that. Oh, yeah, she's more tan. If they had been like, oh, yeah, she's like, I think they have two different types of skin shades, whatever. That's one thing. I think when you say the opposite of cute Bengali, like this color of your skin inherently making you unattractive, is crazy, especially because we're brown.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're literally brown people. Like, we're not white people. Like, we're brown.
Yeah. Okay, and then rebrand it and say, instead of cute or Gali, cute and Gali.
Cute and Gali. No, but like, this is something I told my dad. Like,
cute Gali Kuti.
But this is what makes race such a... This is what makes race always so messy, is because, you know, like, I was having a conversation yesterday with a coworker who is African from Sierra Leone. And she was saying, it's crazy. Like, I'm black, but there are Africans from like the North African countries that will register as white in America. They're African,
right.
But they'll be like, oh, Moroccan, I'm Arab. And because they're now classified and like they seek to do that. Right. Like, mm-hmm. they're like, oh, no, I'm white.
Yeah. But
it's,
like,
it's a,
like one time. And this is my dad being so kind and so loving. He goes, Amber, like, you're not like, I don't know where this idea of you being that dark is. Like, you're not that dark. You're really pretty. And I was like, no, Dad, I am dark. And pretty.
Right, right, right.
And he was like, yes, I'm aware, but like, you are beautiful. And I was like, I get that, but I really need you to practice saying that. Like, you don't have to say that I'm not that to say that I'm pretty. You can say that I am that and say that I'm pretty.
You know, there's a, with all this trauma, there's actually a comedy show coming up that you could probably get this on the show.
No.
Besides that, I actually, when I first met you, I thought you were black.
Yeah.
But I thought that you were a light-skinned black girl.
Yeah, I get that.
I think you had... Did you have braids?
Mm-mm.
Cornrows?
Mm-mm.
You didn't?
Mm-mm.
I feel like you used to braid your hair a lot.
I did, but that was... It wasn't cornrows. I never cornrowed my hair until like...
Okay.
Maybe like for a vacation or something, but I just did two big braids, not cornrows.
Okay.
But I had my hair curly.
Oh, okay, okay.
When you met me.
But that's crazy because I thought you were a light-skinned black girl.
Yeah, I know.
I have a question in this whole conversation. The one thing I'm wondering is, like, you say, oh, you look like this person, you look like that person, but people also change as they get older. And with that, I'm curious, like, has that happened in your family where someone started off looking more similar to so-and-so and now they look more like this person? And does that also affect things like skin tone and stuff like that? So maybe your niece looks really white right now,
but I mean, she grow up. The like what she looks like is not like,
yeah, grow up, get some melanin in you.
No, so I mean, I it's not like
it's not far off for a Kashmiri to look like that though.
That's how my brother and I were like,
yeah,
we had brown hair. We were like very like white basically. But yeah,
but I think every blonde child grows up to be a brown haired person.
That's what I mean. So yeah, like that's what I was wondering is like, has it change, like, you know what I mean? Like, it sounds like they slap.
Wait,
the label.
Every blonde person grows
most
up to
like
be brown?
Most like blonde girls and grow up to be like dirty blonde brown haired.
And not then in they Iceland. They're in Iceland. They got the like white blonde hair. You know what I'm talking about? Platinum.
Yeah. But like people blonde? Can have like platinum blonde hair when they're babies, but most of them grow up to have brown hair.
No. In Iceland, they grow up with white. Just.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
Pale white, probably.
Mm-hmm. Iconic.
I don't know.
As just, a hair color.
But when I saw the people there, it was like their hair was like platinum blonde. It's crazy.
Yeah. I just like, I personally think that dark features are really like beautiful. Like I like it. And like, if I just bring like a man home who is, I would really hate for my extended family to discount him as a person simply due to him being darker
or less than 3/4. Is that what it was?
Is it because they're thinking about like the grandkids and stuff like that? Is that really where they go?
No, they're just like
the lineage.
I mean, yeah, that's part of it, right?
I think
like how the royal family did,
right?
But I think that tan babies are so cute.
No, I know. I'm saying it's a ridiculous
cute
train of thought.
Babies are cute.
Cute babies.
They will never like beautiful people will be beautiful people.
Yeah.
If you're ugly, you're ugly.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're white, like.
Yeah.
Super light skin, blue eyes. You could be trash. You know what I like to do sometimes is like if somebody has like, you know, the features that are like the kind of bonus one, like if you have like light blue eyes, for example, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you're using that
mm-hmm.
like in your life,
right.
Especially if you're like a non-white person.
Yeah.
If you have certain features that are like light eyes or something.
Yeah.
Like people be like by the sun, like flexing that and like, stuff, right?
In the eye, squinting.
So they're using that like to their advantage to kind of like mm-hmm. sell whatever, right? And it's like, look at me. But you have to imagine that person with imagine everybody with black eyes. Mm-hmm. Imagine everybody with black eyes and black hair, and then like neutral. I'm saying mm-hmm. it could be gray. It doesn't matter. But are they still attractive? Yeah. Mm. I know that like eyes are part of it. Mm-hmm. You can but the thing is, you can have nice eyes, and they don't have to be light.
Yeah, that's
plenty of true. People like they the shape of it or like mm-hmm. whatever it might be or just the way that they look. Mm-hmm. You know, people smile with their eyes.
I think it's just because it's more rare, to be honest. I think because isn't it true that having blue eyes is just more rare in the human?
It's a recessive trait.
It's right. attractive. It right. is. It so does look beautiful.
It does.
Like,
but it makes you look. I think things that are different look pretty.
Right.
And so, like as a result, if you have darker features and blue eyes, you're kind of like an anomaly in that way, where
exactly.
your recessive trait like popped off.
I think it's just people want to be different because you know white people go to tanning beds right to get darker and they
the East wants to be Western, the West wants to be right. Eastern and, or Southern.
Obviously, yeah. that doesn't
like South
that doesn't
America.
Solve or excuse racism, but that's what it is. Everybody wants to be like.
Be openly racist. Yeah. I mean, say it with your chest.
Well, I mean,
say it with your
I
light
had an
eyes.
Uncle do that when I, he's not my uncle, but I think I mentioned this like years ago, or it was only 2 years ago. So maybe I don't think we had a podcast at the time, but I had an uncle literally be like at my dad's pizza store. He was working. He's like, Amber, I have a question for you. Your mom is white. Your dad is white. Both of your brothers white. Oh, so no. Why did you come out black?
That's crazy.
like it's almost so like
the pod.
It's so yeah. What do you? How do you react?
He then told me I should start eating zucchinis to quote unquote fix my color.
Is that true?
I don't know. I don't know. By fix, that's did he wild. Mean be lighter?
All right, everybody. In 4 episodes from now, we're gonna put Amber on a strictly vegan zucchini diet.
Yep.
And then we'll see if what her cousins have to say about this.
Is this because you won't be getting all your nutrients? You're going to look more pale. I don't know.
Mm-mm-mm.
That could be true.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's what it's going to be. I don't know.
That's crazy. If you have stories like this, please feel free to share in the comments.
Is your black friend any lighter now that he's been vegan?
That's a good point.
No.
Okay. So,
we just saved ourselves just a lot of time and zucchinis.
Yeah, I don't really want to be eating zucchinis.
No. But yeah, share your stories if anything like this has happened. We're going to be back after we hit that comedy show. Amber will also be performing a set.
Oh, God.
But yeah, join us now. We're going to take this Patreon, share our feet pics, and talk about some more juice.
Feet.
But thank you, everybody, for listening to another episode of Strange Flavors. It's been another week.
Oh.
Oh, right. Yeah, I don't know. Another stranger?
Another
a little,
flavor.
A little less flavor. And sorry about yelling earlier. We'll talk to you next time.
Nailed it.